Thank you for joining us for the 35th Anal Probe segment. We here at the Anal Podcast would love it if you would like, subscribe, and review wherever you found our podcast. It helps us get noticed, and we love to get noticed. Have you ever said to yourself, I wonder what image they're talking about? You can be up to date with all of that on our Twitter. Just follow us at A New American LE1. You don't want to miss the hottest drops from the Land Baron while we dissect it all here in the Anal Podcast.
Stay tuned at the end for a special announcement.
Welcome back to the Anal Podcast. I'm sure everybody has been super eager to discuss where we cliffhung last week at the Femme Men, because I know everyone here is extremely eager. But let's get introductions out of the way first. Tonight I'm joined by Katie, John, Mike, Rochelle, and Jared, and anyone else who decides to drop in. How are you guys doing? Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, I'm John. I forgot my intro. I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Mike, and this is the podcast.
Hey, I'm Rochelle, and I think today is just a bad intro day for everyone.
Oh, I am Jared, and I support the people of Palestine and all the oppressed people around the world.
I feel like Jared came in clutch and saved us.
Well, mm-hmm. Jared's fresh off of having a dirty commie meeting, so.
True. It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Wait, if there was actually a meeting that I could have commented about after Jared's meeting? Oh, damn it.
That's why we're starting like an hour later than usual. Wayne John was still digging that hole.
Yeah, John, how is your hole coming?
Oh, that was my intro. It was sort of hole adjacent. I caught a groundhog.
The groundhog?
Well, there's some debate about that. Groundhog that neighbor saw, he thinks was bigger. So there may be more.
Scandalous.
What did you do with that?
I caught him in a have a heart trap, which is, it just traps him and doesn't hurt him or her. I don't know what it was. I wasn't going to check.
Aw.
Put the trap in a bag, drove the bag to a park, and set it free. And it's really fun watching the little fat man run away.
Terrorize someone else nearby.
No, it's at like, the local park. It's kind of down in the woods, and there's a stream nearby. So there's, he'll have a nice time.
Good place for a gopher hole.
Yes. I am John, and I caught a gopher. it wasn't a gopher. You said a gopher. It was a groundhog.
I'll move that up.
Switch that in post. Yeah, just switch that in post.
All right.
There's not going to be any context, though. Yeah.
The topic we've all been waiting for our listeners, you should have gotten this on your Twitter before the episode. Matthew, welcome to the podcast. We're just about to start talking about the Femme Men.
The Femme Men.
Correct.
I'm really hoping he can give us a lesson on common law. Well, so I guess that's part of the Baron drop, right?
That'll be the Baron drop in a bit. Right now we need to discuss why men in the 1940s had such huge dicks, and men in the 2040s are going to have such tiny ding-a-lings. So guys, yins were super into talking about the Femme Men, so what has happened? Is something that the frogs have made the men femmes?
I think for listeners, we should probably describe the infographic.
The quote info.
For our listeners, I'm actually, as soon as that is located, I'm going to put it on our Twitter to let them know we're actively discussing it for Saturday night.
Well, I suffer for all your sins, and I found a, this is the highest res version I could find.
good game.
You still can't read any of the fine print by the dongs, unfortunately.
Dick. Pubic,
zoom.
Thick pubic hair, it says.
Well, yeah, also, I guess that's something that I didn't actually take into account. Why is all of our hair falling out? Were that feminized? Like, I've never had any hair, and I'm from the 1980s guy.
I'm pretty sure me, John, and Jared all are more hairy than 1980s guy.
I'm more hairy than 1940s guy.
Yeah, John's a hairy fellow.
I'm somewhere between the 1980s and the 2010s guy.
Aren't there just cultures that for thousands of years just have existed without growing body hair? Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure Asian people don't really grow body hair that much.
I've never seen an Asian person that had an overabundance of body hair.
Yeah, I think you might be kind of right, because Mike is one of the palest people I have ever met. And he has so much like body hair on his arms and legs. And I've never seen his arms and legs like get sunburned. I feel like it just like kind of evolved to help protect him from the sun. That's my theory.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember back in high school, you know, you kind of make fun of everybody for like, you know, not going through puberty or going through it or whatever, you know.
For anything and everything.
For anything ever. Yeah. More so like one kid, I was in the marching band, and one kid was getting made fun of because his legs were very smooth, and he would have been a sophomore or a junior at this point, so around 16 or 17, and they said, why are your legs so smooth? And he just says, oh, because I'm Asian. So from then on, I've just assumed that Asians don't have body hair.
Well, what I think is amazing is that every one of those photos is just heavily Photoshopped. None of those heads go to those bodies. I even think their legs, like...
Yeah, you can tell, like, the bottom molding doesn't match up.
Oh, you're totally right. In between 1940s, dude, the right and left-hand molding is, like, jacked up.
I guess they had to do that to Photoshop his dong so big. It went the whole...
Even though it's a black rectangle, it's not even a dong. There's no way of knowing there's actually a huge penis there. It's just a graphic.
It's true. They could have just made the black box a lot longer.
The molding is where the Tesseract stops and starts to enable time travel to get a person from each of these eras.
Oh.
Okay.
So it just creates a little bit of... altered reality whenever you do that sort of stuff.
Fold, a bend in space time,
right?
Huh?
So
I mean, it looks like they took like one photo of some guy standing and just manipulated it four different ways.
Maybe. It is impressive that the shadowing underneath the feet seems to match, except where you can't see it in the 2040s person.
Well, they don't exist yet, so.
There's no shadows in the future.
But, like, the legs on the 2040 look like it's completely, like, they photoshopped the feet in, and the,
they're
like...
They're so red.
I don't know. I'm not really detecting much Photoshop, actually.
But here's the thing, right? Okay, so if we're looking at, like, 1940s guy, and even 80s guy, I mean, 80s guy, right? Like, look at them tan-ass legs from, like, being outside and doing stuff. Like, why would 2040s femme men have their super tan legs? Doesn't make sense.
Why aren't the arms tan? Like, why do you just have tan legs but not tanned arms? Very suspicious.
I mean, it's this... The
sun in the future only shines on your legs.
they got the person from the 2040s, so maybe everybody walks around with an umbrella. You don't know.
You'd think the 2040s, we'd learn more about, you know, being protected from the sun. Sun's not our friend.
No, it is not. Wear sunscreen every day, everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Oxygen isn't our friend either.
Right, now I can't even breathe. God damn it.
Yeah, your body is becoming oxygenated, and that's what kills most people.
So anyway. I guess, did we solve the mystery why the dong is so big, or it's just...
I think the mystery is who drew the black box that large?
I'm going to say that men have always lied about their penis size, so...
Do you guys remember Borat, whenever he had the big giant black sensor bar during a fight with his friend?
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of what that reminds me of. But I mean, I've seen some like 2010s twinks with some giant dongers too.
Your body frame doesn't dictate your donger for the most part.
Doesn't dictate your dick.
I see what you did there. Like the 20s, 40s looks like an alien. Like their knees are ready to bend backwards or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Those
real
legs
short.
Do not look natural.
Your legs. That's the next stage of human evolution. Our legs start to bend backwards.
We get spring loaded.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe we get ankles and knees that are kind of like horse ones, where they like go the other way.
They'll join together. All the toes join into one giant toe.
Yep. Yeah, I wonder what the projection looks like in like what's the next? I guess it'd be like the 2070s.
Oh.
So 2070s, you'd be a little gray alien, yeah.
Just like a tiny midget woman.
Because, I mean, take the height difference into account, too. We're talking, 6'1", 5'9", 5'4", 5'1"? I can't read the numbers, the image.
This just looks
like
a growth chart that's backwards. Like, these are all the same person, just as they were growing up.
growing down.
So are the people that believe this, are they the ones that deny evolution, and now they're telling us that this chemical is going to make us evolve by 2040 into that?
Nope. No, devolve, not evolve, devolve, I guess.
I guess.
Well, it's also
so confusing.
Chemical contamination, it's not natural evolution, so it's
different. Oh, okay.
I just questioned this, whatever a statement is, because it just says it changes the sexual orientation.
Yeah, see, but that's...
It makes them gay. They're talking about the gay frogs.
That's the Alex Jones meme. Yeah. The frogs gay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't you see in the third one? Those are clearly two. Those are all boy frogs in the last windows. They're just being gay.
Going to town.
It's just frogs.
I guess I didn't really notice that before, Rob. Like, the whole line above is just frog dude going to town on each other.
Well, yeah, but don't you see, like, the 20s, 41, that's clearly a female frog. And then by the 1980s, they're like, whoa, shit's not right with this frog. And then you get the gay frog into 2010s, like, oh, yeah, he's clearly getting up on the business. And by 2040s, now they're all in. They're at the spa. There's other frogs. It's an
orgy. Rob, you need to contact at Evan_Scorpio on Instagram and ask for the source files so we can see this in greater detail. Get him on the podcast so he can explain it to us.
I feel as though I would love to do that, but I just don't have the time to be our Instagram liaison.
I'm looking him up now because I want to see. Did he
just not even exist
take
anymore.
That one picture of the frog? Maybe they just jacked, like, maybe he's they just a did. Photographer and they just jacked his picture. He's like, I don't want to be involved with this shit.
He's shitty.
Take a look.
Your Pepe started.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Pepe.
Did we even discuss like what this meme says for the people that aren't going to see the image?
Well, anyone that hasn't seen the image can just pull us up on Twitter at @anewamericanLE1, and they'll be able to see that when the podcast released, as well as the Wednesday before, the image is there. So also, they can go ahead and add us as a friend. But for anyone who hasn't added us on Twitter, can go ahead and listen to John's mediocre description.
Oh my god. Okay, so...
I requested Evan_Scorpio because he's private, so see if he answers.
I just feel like we've gone over this image without any context really at all. We're all looking at it, but like for the people that aren't going to see it, that maybe don't have Twitter or whatever, for whatever reason, like they're just going to be lost for this entire segment.
That's perfectly fine. And until now, right now, you're going to make all of it clear for them.
Right now. So... this is courtesy from Jared's Land Baron, I think.
Yeah. Yep. We'll get into her a little bit later, too. She's a wealth of content.
She's going to bookend for us today. But yeah, this is the rise of feminized men, pointing to a chemical, an herbicide called atrazine that changes your gender. So this is what it says, the rise of feminized men. Atrazine is an herbicide that changes your gender. Scientist Tyrone Hayes discovered it changes the sexual orientation of frogs when the chemical was in the water. The drop in testosterone levels 1% each year since the 80s. That was a fragment sentence that I never noticed until now. It's sprayed on food and found in our drinking water. So that's, I guess, how they're projecting the pictures. But what's weird is the rise of feminized men. It's an herbicide that changes your gender. But then the explanation is about how it changes the sexual orientation of something.
In this case,
frogs. We'll say that frogs are exactly the same as humans, just for sake of longevity on this topic.
We're reaching, but go ahead.
We all know. The closest thing in the animal kingdom to human anatomy is that of a frog. So there's like this weird conflagration with gender and sexual orientation now, because I don't know how that makes any sense to the author of...
Well, if the frogs are turning gay, then we're clearly turning gay now too because of this chemical.
Well, sure, but that doesn't change your gender. Like, you're not just Rob, you're not becoming a woman because you're gay.
Oh, you're all becoming women and just turning into lesbians?
Well, yeah. What are women doing? Are they growing big old dicks?
Yeah, the women's
getting smaller. Some of them, yes.
Sure. It's unclear what's happening to women. Who cares?
That's a really good point. I hadn't thought about this statistically, but if statistics pan out the way they should, this doesn't matter. Because women are just becoming men if men are just becoming women.
Right. So great.
What's that about testosterone? So they just think that men's just testosterone. So why would it affect women?
That's true.
Oh. And I, you know, looking at this image again, so for those who don't know, in like, so they have it divided by every few decades. So they have 1940s, like, big, huge, burly, hairy guy with like a just a massive donger that's got a bar
over
it.
It's to the knees.
Yeah, down basically in the knees, right?
There's also no way they took a picture of a guy from the 1940s. That guy's not from the 1940s.
No.
Definitely not. That's a good
for pointing that out.
That's a guy who they thought represented the 1940s.
Yeah. Yep.
Then we go to the 80s. That's like a smaller framed guy.
It looks like Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Like less chest hair, a little bit of hair, a smaller donger, like about a half the size. It halves each time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wow. Yeah. Girth and length. Both.
Yeah.
According to the black bar.
Yes, girth. Oh, I just noticed the girth. Yeah. Jeez. The
40s is like a monster can.
Like you got a Pringles can.
Yeah, legit.
Pringles were invented.
Actually, how tall is this man?
Good point. Like, we can't read it. It's too blurry.
Technically, we've gotten taller since the 40s. Yep. So this guy might just be like 5 foot tall and his donger is just like, you know, normal donger.
Matter of perspective.
Right.
Well, what I think is interesting is like the second one is the 80s, right? And they said it drops 1% each year since the 80s. Now, if it only started in the 80s, why is 1980s guy not also pretty huge? And number two, why does 1980s guy not have a mullet? I think this is not historically accurate.
Well, that steals it for me.
I found, so the height of 1940s man in this picture is 1.38 meters.
What does that even mean?
No, it's 1.88 meters tall, I think.
That is...
How tall is that?
6.16 foot.
Yeah,
I called it 6'1". Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 6.1, so that's more like 6, but whatever, yeah. So he's 6'1". The 80s man is 1.8, so pretty much 6 foot tall still.
5'9", yeah. Yeah.
2010s is 1.7.
5'6", okay. Roughly.
And the 2040s is 1.57.
Like 5'2"-ish.
That's like a foot. Yeah.
Okay. And they're all 25.
Well, again, does anyone that knows science more than me, is testosterone 100% the reason why any person is tall? Like, if a woman is really tall because she's just full of testosterone, is that a thing? Or
that's
is
not
that
how
wrong?
That works.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's your height has a lot more to do with genetics and diet than any other factors.
What about atrazine?
Well, atrazine, I guess it's up in the air. If you're a fan of Alex Jones, then you're on board for the atrazine explanation, but I'm not.
So there's more interesting information here that I can make out. These are all 25-year-old men, by the way.
Are you sure about the 2040s?
It says 25.
All right, just checking.
Yeah. So if you can see the blob of gray above 2040s sex twink.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of text. Yeah.
Yeah. To the right of, you know, the 2040s.
That's the threat section, I assume.
No, that says predicting from current trends in the 2040s, an average white male. No, it says, on average, white males will be smaller and weaker than females of all races. So there's some racism here.
Nope. Starting to sound a little bit like...
Yeah, why is it only affecting white men?
In its original form, this was geared to just scaring white dudes.
Men will be weaker than women.
No, white
the
men.
The horror. White only men. White men. Okay.
This is specifically to scare white men thinking that their dicks are shrinking so actively.
This whole thing wasn't about men. It was about white men.
Whose dicks are shrinking and they're turning gay, as you can see by the frogs.
Glad I found that.
All right, we got to move on from Fen Men.
John, proving once again, he is the talent. Just coming out of nowhere, finding that perfect image. Yeah.
Just had my Google image searches up. One was hip dips and one was gay, feminized twink men.
Your Google search, your fucking algorithms, fuck.
You incognito that shit.
No, I don't care.
All right, are you guys ready to hear something that I think is kind of interesting?
Yes.
Yeah.
According to the New York Times, the Ohio Lottery will give 5 people $1 million each to get vaccinated. That's right. We now live in a world where they're like, please get vaccinated. We'll fucking give you $1 million.
Or just in Ohio, too.
The lottery, whose legality could raise questions, will be paid for by federal coronavirus relief funds, Mr. DeWine, a Republican, said during a statewide televised address. So they're literally giving away $5 million of corona relief money to entice people in Ohio to get their vaccine. Do you think it's going to work? Are Ohio people going to get vaccinated at a greater rate than others in the nation? Than red states, because they could get $1 million.
Rob, I'm imagining that Simpsons episode where Homer really, really wants to find like a peanut or something behind the couch, but he finds money. And he's sad because he didn't find the peanut. But then in his brain, it says money can be exchanged for many peanuts. Because, Jared, didn't you share the thing, or someone shared the thing where some place was giving away free beer?
Yeah, free beer.
Card.
Yeah, big yes. hit. Big yes. hit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some people were getting free beer and you could get fucking a ticket to enter $1 million drawing against only other people in Ohio who got vaccinated. If only 8 of them do it, only 3 lose.
And that can buy many beer.
Many casein beer.
So basically the pod is moving to Ohio.
Oh, fuck that.
They have the Butterburgers there.
Oh, they have those here too.
You've all been vaccinated elsewhere.
I mean, if we all move there, we'll be the only people that get vaccinated, so we'll definitely all win $1 million each.
But do we have to be vaccinated in Ohio, or can we be vaccinated anywhere? Because we've already all been vaccinated.
So that's kind of cool.
Is it cool, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
They could have
cool
just
anymore.
Given that fucking money to people to survive.
How would that be cool?
Isn't it more, like, depressing?
Yeah, it's depressing.
That you have to entice people that much to just do something that's for the benefit of not only themselves, but the entire world.
I just have a vivid memory of like 2 months ago where it was like Hunger Games trying to get a vaccine. And now they're like, fucking please take a vaccine. Here's $1 million.
Well, Ned, they're like, please, we don't want to give the extra ones to poor people. Please take
or
these
India.
Vaccines.
I think that at this point, Americans had their chance. Get those vaccines to India. You had your chance. You didn't take it. You can develop natural immunity.
Speaking of that, so I had my first union meeting last night since, she knows, October.
I called it the dumb bitch meeting, so.
So where, because my union is weird how
You'll
it's set up.
Why.
So I'm in, we're at like at a fire hall in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of by where you live, Rob.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so we're in this fire hall, and, you know, of course, I'm the only person there that's, like, wearing a mask, and the president of our local, you know, at the meeting, and I think I might have told this earlier from when we had our last meeting, like, so he's talking about how he had COVID, and it was awful. His whole family then got COVID, because I think he got it from his wife, but then he's, like, listing off, like, oh, you know, my father, like, father-in-law, like, all, like, at least 3 or 4 people in his family, like, died of COVID, no mask. And it boggles my mind that, like, you got it, you know people that died, but you're still not taking the most basic precaution, like, that you can when you're not forced to. Like, I'm sure when he's at work, right, they force you to wear your mask. Like, when you're at work, you gotta wear your mask or else you're gonna get in trouble. But, like, when you're outside of that, you don't wear it? Like, what? What?
That's why I said what I said.
Well, that's the thing, right, Katie? When we went and took you to get yours, the one nurse was saying, like, what? Like, the week prior, there was, like, 500 a day, and then it went down to 75 a day?
I don't remember the exact numbers, but yes, it went from a lot to not, like, not a lot.
Well, I guess that just still comes down to your political beliefs at this point. Whether you believe it was real or not, I'm not even sure.
Yeah. I think it's also, too, just how you're saying, everyone who wanted it scrambled to get it.
There's a lot of contributing factors to it. Education level, socioeconomic levels. It's all correlation. Education probably is the most causation for me.
I don't know. The Baron did a lot of schooling, bro. Yeah.
Fair. That's fair. I mean,
well, of course, that might be the, you know,
it's an outlier, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's a big assumption to, because I wasn't taught critical thinking in school. I had to learn that well after the fact.
Definitely Same. Not.
Yeah, yeah, I got lucky with a freshman orientation class that was basically critical thinking 101. But yeah, that wasn't freshman high school. That was freshman college at a college that was way too much money for me to be going to. So,
strange how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. Real strange. Yeah.
If we were all in Ohio and none of us were vaccinated at this point, and we did not plan on getting a vaccine, would $1 million be incentive enough for me? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm probably five grand would do it for me, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be that.
And just imagine how many small businesses you could open for $1 million.
I feel like it'd just be another scam where that, like, COVID nurse who won the lottery but only got like $500,000.
Oh, because they tax the shit out of that. Yeah.
Or no, she wanted, it was something where, like, she could get the payments over a certain amount of years and she'd get the full amount, but not the full amount if she wanted it all at once.
Yes.
So I feel like it would just be another scam like that. Like, yeah, I guess $500,000 is cool, but it's still a scam.
Taxes are some bullshit, huh, Jared?
Yeah, they mostly go to, like, you know, Israel.
The military?
Well, tax isn't the issue, per se. It's
where it goes.
Where
the
money goes.
And Mike and whoever else, we could talk about the Adult Swim movies that just got greenlit. Oh, Metalocalypse.
I'm very happy.
That's the one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy that that's going to get a resolution. I'm very happy about that.
Got to see what the fuck's going on with Murderface. It's left us hanging. Yeah, that evil shit coming out of his arm.
Yeah. Aqua Teen would have some kind of weird.
Aqua Teen.
But season 11, they fell off pretty hard, except for like one or two episodes. And I mean, like, Colon Film for Theaters was okay, but they already had a movie.
True.
So we'll see. Maybe it'll be amazing.
Maybe it won't.
Surprise us.
That'll probably make the cut in its natural form. So, but back to our politics turn real quick. We can get back into that as well. Today, Liz Cheney was ousted from her position of power, which is an illustration, in my opinion, that the Republican Party is moving forth with Trump as its leaderhead. And any Republicans that have respect for the Constitution are following Cheney, who speaks truth? Or am I all confused based on the media and which has told me these things are real?
I'm admittedly not as well versed on who Liz Cheney is or why she matters. I know Bernie Sanders tweeted or something recently saying that we disagree on essentially every issue, but here she's being not awful because she doesn't like Trump or something. I don't know.
There was one time she wasn't awful, and we should all be super stoked about that one time that she wasn't the worst.
Well, I don't think it's the fact that she's not the worst. I think that most of the commentators I heard were consistently said she is like a 92% voting with Trump rate. Like, she's the worst, but she's at least trying to tell the truth that, you know, the big lie is just that, the big lie, and that, you know, the preparation.
Wait. She votes with Trump like 90% of the time?
Over 90, yep.
Okay.
The only reason she's been ousted is over the voting non-issue?
The reason she's ousted is because she will not conform to, quote, the big lie. That she says Donald Trump helped incite a riot against the Capitol, that he did not win the election, that there is no fraud, that he is not the president. Move on. Where the rest of the party is still, we love Trump, hugs and kisses, GOPQ. From the media sources I consumed.
Yeah, I don't know if that signals that the Republicans are the party of Trump, or they're just, you know, the
deep
party
in Trumpism?
Well, no, it's the party of, we'll put forth whatever we think is going to win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump he's probably going to run again if he's not, you know, senile or more senile. Or too senile.
At the time of recording this, hashtag RIP GOP is currently one of the top things trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
See, this is that the GOP is already talking about splitting into different parties and further breaking the base.
See, this is my see. The thing is like, who gives a shit? I mean,
most of America.
Well, I mean, in terms of like, I was talking to a liberal friend of mine today, and he's very excited because, oh, if the GOP breaks down, then maybe the Democrats will get more vote. Maybe the Democrats will get more seats. Well, who gives a shit? What are they gonna do that they weren't just forced to do because of pressure from below? Like, you know, I mean, all this stuff that Biden wants to do with helping the, you know, pension funds and all that, the PRO Act, like, that's not because the Democrats give a shit. That's because, like, we've had a year of, like, violent protests and, like, mass actions, you know? And the other thing, too, it's like, it depends where they split. If they split in an area where the Dems won't win anyway because it's so red, who gives a shit? Like, is the split of the Republicans more likely to work together with each other or work together with a Democrat?
I don't think anyone's ever going to work together ever again. Everyone's just going to fight and bicker until the shit burns to the ground.
So, just same.
Same.
Just burn it to the end.
Whoa! What's a good theory now?
No, I think he said it was a good thing.
I said it was a good thing. Everyone's gonna fight and fight until it all burns to the ground.
Rob, you're an accelerationist, right? You should have a boner right now.
All progress is good progress.
Your tiny 2010s boner.
Yeah.
What's next on the list, Rob? Are we doing gasoline yet? That Zoolander shit?
Well, yes. And as far as the gasoline shortage, as far as I'm concerned, there is no shortage. Calm the fuck down, people. There is no shortage. The only reason there's no gas is because people are doing some stupid shit to get some gas. So, yeah, we can just go anywhere with that now.
Yeah, well, I mean, there have been manufactured shortages. Certainly. But it's just...
I thought I saw that it was fixed already,
It probably
too.
Is. Like, we can't make that big of a dent just by buying gas for a day. And it's just in the southeast,
Aren't all oil shortages manufactured shortages?
I mean, towards them being kind of like the rarity of diamonds type thing, where it's pretty abundant. We just regulate it to the point where, yeah.
You hold it back so that as soon as the economy has to shut off for a couple months, you have -$70 a barrel tankers of oil sitting in the fucking sea.
Yeah. In the Suez Canal.
Fucking plugs that baby right up. Boy, we are really getting our history confused. What have we seen personally as far as gasoline insanity?
The only thing I've seen really is Trump people complaining that Biden made gas prices go up, which I haven't really noticed. So, you know, I think they're just kind of cherry picking prices on certain days and saying, look, thanks, Biden. It's like, thanks, Obama.
Gotcha.
Pretty much it.
Well, yeah, I mean, just
I was talking more along the lines of someone with a 50 gallon tote on the back of a trailer filling it up in downtown Butler today. Just popped the lid, handled it. No, I didn't. My neighbor did. Wow. My next door neighbor seen a guy filling up a 50 gallon tote with gasoline. And it's going to be downtown Beepler. Eventually, yes. But did you see the image that Mike put in that we will also discuss of the under Comrade chat today?
Yeah, the bags of...
Full of gasoline. Plastic bags in your trunk. Full of gasoline.
I did some more research.
That's fire, guys.
That's a
snope. Not meant to be an instruction manual.
Is it fakes?
It's not from. It's. I think it said it was from a crime. Like people tried to steal gas and they put it in bags in their trunk.
Still.
But still, it happened.
I did not see you get trash bags full of gasoline in a trunk.
I didn't see it. I saw a story of it happening, but obviously I can't confirm that with my eyes. So
I also did see people with like inordinate amounts of containers that I did see quite a few long lines at the what's notoriously cheap gas stations around here.
Uh-huh.
But that's about it. I have a Prius, so I get gas like twice a year.
Nice.
I also drive like twice a year, so.
Nice.
All good.
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten gas since March.
Yeah, I mean, that's why gas prices were so low most recently, basically, quote, under Trump. Nobody was driving. Of course, gas prices are going to go up when the country opens back up. What else? Was there anything else on our list?
Yes.
Elon and on the
good
SNL.
Old Muskie strutting his stuff on SNL to walk out and say something that's been pretty evident to anybody with a brain in their head. I have Asperger's. So is anyone else not shocked by this information? And other than that, none of us watched it, I don't think.
I mean, it's... I'm not shocked that people, like, you know, successful, quote, not that Elon is successful because he's brilliant, high-ranking members of our society are on the spectrum. That's not, you know, too far of a reach to grasp. I'd venture to say more are than aren't.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised that he is. I'm surprised that he chose to announce it on SNL.
When he was supposed to be pumping up Dogecoin, right?
Right?
What a piece of shit.
Didn't Dogecoin just dive?
Yeah, he mentioned it once at the beginning of the episode, or his mom mentioned it, and then it spiked then, and then the whole episode pretty much just crushed the crypto market except for Ethereum.
Is it because of his Wario impression was so bad?
I think it's because it was just a really cringy episode except for Space Chad.
Well, that's every SNL episode, right?
What you're telling me is that Saturday Night Live directly affects the crypto market.
Elon Musk.
He literally called it a hustle. And people obviously didn't like that.
I mean, Tesla just stopped taking Bitcoin for cars, right?
Correct. Their reason for stopping the Bitcoin was because it is irresponsibly mined and harmful to the environment.
I'm sure that's the real reason. I'm sure that's the 100% real reason why they're doing that. And it has nothing to do with the, you know, how the fluctuation of the Bitcoin value. No.
Now, some of the circles I roll in, a lot of them say that Citadel, which is a particular big bad in the hedge fundy world, was up late Saturday. Their offices were open all weekend, and they think that Citadel may have intentionally hoped for the pump on Saturday Night Live from Elon and stuff and tried to farm some crypto to try to bail themselves out of a potentially terrible situation they're in with AMC, which did well today. Yay.
Yeah, AMC's still checking boxes of, you know, squeezing.
Yeah, and it's checking them nicely.
Hey, like the who? Squeeze box?
I'm looking at some gas pump stuff, some craziness that's going on right now. I got somebody filling up gas in a thank you shopping bag, you know, like those bags say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yep.
I got a lady that is attempting to unscrew the hose from the pump itself that says out of service and trying to detach it. I got another person. These are all women, sad as it is to say.
I love how you threw that in there.
Filling up I said woman one time and I said person the next time. I just wanted to be thorough. This one's filling up a plastic tote at Wawa. I think, isn't Wawa in like Philly area or
Jersey?
Something?
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to pump your own gas in Jersey, so I bet they're not having super big issues.
That's interesting. Yeah, I forgot about that. Another one, this one is filling gas with putting it in a Home Depot bucket, like a 5 gallon Home Depot contractor bucket, which that, you know, that's a completely open top that's actually top heavy whenever you fill it. And she'll be transporting it in a closed cabin car. This all just seems like a very good idea.
Right, light up a cigarette on the way.
About explosions on the damn news.
Here's another one at a Kroger filling up totes, plastic totes with gasoline. Oh, good Lord.
Smarties.
It's interesting, and I'm not saying that women are stupider because it's all women doing this, but it, I think it's interesting to note that they're the ones getting posted for doing weird stuff. Like, men and women do weird stuff at about the same rate, and weird, stupid stuff. So it's just interesting that on the image hosting website that I'm looking at, it's only women doing the stupid stuff. That seems a little sexist.
Or it just could simply be the people point cameras at women quicker than men.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think, yeah, it's maybe...
Well, a woman ain't going to beat your ass for pointing a camera at them.
Point a camera away in the gym, and he's going to, like, tactical backpack you to death.
With a 13 to spook. 13.
Women are the ones who run errands more often.
Wow, that's
oh, excellent too, yeah. Point. Yeah. Katie, with some logic in the episode. Thank fucking God.
I think that's what I was kind of missing. Welcome. Yeah, that's.
I don't know. Is that better? Like, I don't know. I don't know if that.
Well, it's not better that women are the ones that do more work in that regard, but it's just a way of explaining why I see that more, I guess.
Oh, there's more women. Photos see. Of women, right? More probability it's going to be a woman than a man because a woman's doing because
the husband's sitting on his on his easy chair drinking
watching
his
the football
drinking his Budweiser going, hey, fill up this grocery bag with gas. I hear there's a shortage.
The game's on.
Take these 30-gallon totes too.
Is the game on? Is he too busy gaming?
Like, oh no, he's playing like StarCraft, or he's too busy playing StarCraft. This is like, right? This is the future now. I guess we can't. Those are the old boomer stereotypes. 2040. Yeah, we have the 2040 stereotypes. He's
tiny penis and huge monitors for StarCraft.
You know, in his like, yeah.
Now I want to play StarCraft. Damn it.
Go for it. There are people have been playing that game since 1999. Yeah. As it came out.
So, as far as the crypto market and Musk, I know we switched gears there. I don't think Musk had a whole lot to do with the sway other than the dip in Doge as far as the whole crypto market goes. I do, however, think Citadel's in a lot of trouble. Back to the gasoline shortage. Do you think that the toilet paper rush, the gasoline rush, do you think that there's going to be another supply chain shortage that's going to culminate in similar insanity in these panic driven masses?
Maybe. I think this one is being downplayed a lot more, and it also doesn't have other things going for it, like, you know, a virus scare. Like the toilet paper and the paper goods shortage had a lot of stuff behind it. This is just, I mean, I don't know. I'm not speaking from their perspective, though. Maybe this does have a lot of things behind it. Like, you got to get gas so we don't become twinks in 2040. I don't know.
Gas, the economy stops. People can't get to work. Then brakes are on.
I mean, thanks for reminding me. That's an interesting point. I've seen reports of teachers being told to prepare for staying at home next week. In the places that have been hit by this, quote, gas shortage that's not real. It's just people going crazy.
No fuel for buses.
So, right. That's exactly right. There's not gas for buses, not enough diesel. So the teachers are being told you have to work from home yet again. And this time it's not virus related. Amazing.
That's just, my mind's being blown.
It's amazing. But it's almost as amazing as the anti-maskers are now saying they need to wear masks to protect themselves from all the people that got the vaccine.
That's awesome. Yes, can we propagate that?
Full circle. I love it.
I don't want to tell them they're wrong. Regret.
I want to make a shirt that says, I got the vaccine. It was Moderna. Got your mask?
Well, no,
mask up. I'm vaccinated.
We're shedding that. We're shedding the virus now, so they got to protect themselves. Right?
Right, that's it. Was that, am I segging into Land Baron, Jared? Was that something she said?
I mean, yes.
Sure, listen, don't ever short segueing again, because segging sounds like something you and Jared do when you're alone.
have the segs.
But yes, we can segue to the Land Baron on our ramp to ramp out here. Land Baron came up with some juicy, juicy things today, which I have to say, my favorite of which was Michigan has ordered a full forensic audit for the 2020 election.
So, kid.
How, where, why, how?
Oh, like just, Arizona?
But yeah, but where? That's happened? Okay, but Arizona's all over every news channel everywhere. I've heard nothing about a Michigan full forensic audit. Anyone else? I tried looking it up.
I've barely heard about any of them because I just don't care anymore.
See, Rob, you need to go to the Charlie Ward Show official page is what you need to find because
wow,
it's censored everywhere else. That's why you know it's true.
Oh, I see. Now, my question is, what platform has the Land Baron upgraded to?
So, this is Telegram.
Okay.
And from what I can tell from Telegram, it seems to be even more of a bubble than any other social media, because it seems you can only post things. Like, there's...
You can't reply?
There's no comments, yeah.
What? How's that social media? That's a blog.
So everyone's just like shouting.
Well, it's just basically, you know, it's just, yeah, it's just a, it's like you're
screaming into the void.
It's like your feed from Twitter or Facebook, but there's no comments. It's just like you can follow people and share things.
Listen to them scream.
Yeah. But
that's so weird.
So it won't last because people don't get the validation from it.
I don't know. I feel
no. They get the views. They'll get the views. They'll get the little eyeballs. So their serotonin. Yeah,
well,
will
they don't
off.
Get anyone telling them they're wrong, so they can
or right.
Well, but they know they're right already. So
sure, but they post it because they need the validation of others.
Well, I guess to be fair though, there are if you see at the bottom of each one, it says how many views it got. So
right, the eyeballs. Okay. Once them eyeballs are on it, your serotonin and dopamine goes bing bing.
Oh, they haven't seen me.
And you can pretend that those views were like sympathetic people, I guess.
Oh yeah, they all believe in what you say. That's why they looked at it.
I'm with you. All right.
Well, why else would you be on that? I liked the Ilhan Omar is rumored to set up the first Islamic Sharia law court system in Minnesota.
Yeah, that was good. I just want to know where this forensic audit is. Well, we can also talk about the all about pine needle tea as an inhibitor of vax shedding reaction. What the fuck is pine needle tea that we
sounds
needed?
Maybe good.
Probably good. Yeah, I mean pine. Yeah, sure.
I like the name of it.
It's like gin, right? Gin tea.
Yeah.
Just pine needles.
But what? The vax shedding reaction. So they're really that concerned on Telegram they're gonna start wearing their masks to protect themselves against vaccinated people.
Yeah, this is something I just saw earlier. Like it was so funny because apparently, like Eric Clapton, he got the vaccine, and now then it's just like fuck you. And it's just there was this post. It's like fuck you, Eric Clapton. You knew better. How dare you? You've betrayed us all.
What? What?
Was he a right-wing hero or a QAnon hero?
Country music singer.
No, this is...
To the best of my
knowledge. This is Eric Clapton from, like, he's like a blues guitarist. He was in Cream and the Yardbirds.
Yeah. You know what? He was... Recently, I remember reading an article that he, like, used to say racist shit.
Oh, yeah, he sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, so there we go. I found it.
Well,
found our connection.
But he did like an anti-lockdown song with like Van Morrison or something recently.
Man, fuck Van Morrison.
I think it was Van Morrison. I don't recall 100%, but I think it was Van Morrison that they like did an anti-lockdown song, and it's like Clapton.
Good. I'm reading it right now. It's called Stand and Deliver.
Oh, good.
Lockdown
Lord.
Financial Hardship Fund. Yeah, he's a rich asshole. He's just a rich white asshole now.
That's how those things tend to go, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
I was gonna say, but this is great. It's like musicians, especially ones like Eric Clapton, who claim they are anti-establishment, but who bought into this lie, you know, the lie being the vaccine, are not excused from their stupidity. How is it possible to live a life against the system, but buy into this bullshit? It was just amazing.
Like, that was almost schmorky-esque in your delivery, dude.
I don't know, like, Eric Clapton hasn't been anti-establishment since, like, 1972 or something, like...
Yeah. He took that money and ran with it.
He took that cream money, and he just was like, yeah.
I was just reading about the new Nuremberg Trials 2021.
Oh, that's definitely a real thing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So what's going to happen with them?
I don't know. I don't know if Matt has heard about this team of over 1,000 lawyers.
Yes.
Oh, so they're the ones that can't lie because they're so famous.
And 10,000 medical experts.
Yeah, they're super successful. They scrape the bottom of the barrel for this one.
All hands on deck.
Wait, so the country only has 1,000 lawyers?
Currently on the Nuremberg Trials 2021.
Yep. Nope.
Bada boom.
Only the ones that can't lie.
So are you going to meet Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah, do we ever find out what was in his paperwork yet? Do we know?
Said it was porn.
It's just porn.
Figured.
I mean, I just think Jared's right.
Wait, I said?
Yeah, you did. You said it was Croatian? No. Whatever. Wherever he's being corrupt at.
Ukrainian?
Yeah, Ukrainian.
Wait, I thought that was Hunter Biden's laptop. Wait a minute.
No, whatever. They probably shared laptops.
They stormed Giuliani's, and yeah, they're all part of the same club.
Well, they all flew on Epstein's plane, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Which
Bill Gates chartered it.
All one big party, all giving the same gifts.
Anybody have anything else they want to bring up for this week's super exciting and scatterbrained episode? We clearly all have ADD. We were all up and down this episode.
did we prime our audience for...
Yay! Rochelle, you can totally order those cups you wanted to talk about now. Quick, it's your chance before I kick out Craig. Rochelle, Chuggy cup, it's your chance!
It's pretty chuggy, but I want it so bad. It's a cup, just like a regular like tumbler, so you can customize it with your glitter in your own saying. But here's the twist. It comes with a little attachment, like bowl, so you can also use it as a bong.
Yeah!
I want it so bad. Awesome. But I want one that's like extra chuggy that says high maintenance, or like, I'm high maintenance. It's like all this obnoxious glitter. And I'm going to use it every time we record the podcast.
All right, this is your chance, everybody. Sign off!
Bye.
Oh, we're done? Cool.
Yeah, sign off!
Bye.
Goodbye, listeners.
Bye.
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 Thanks for your support. Bye. Thank you for joining us here at the Anal Podcast for another exciting anal probe. We have a special announcement. There will be a Wednesday episode this week. We will be joined by host Rochelle and guest Jaso. Well, they have a special segment known as Vet Tech Talk, where Rochelle is going to get to know a little bit what she's signing up for becoming a vet tech. Don't forget, like, subscribe, review wherever you find our podcast. That's how we get noticed, and we love to get noticed. Do you have a question for the Anal Podcast? Well, you should know what to do by now. Stay safe out there.